This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Senate has confirmed Antony Blinken to be Secretary of State, paving the way for the Biden administration's eventual reversal of the Trump administration's isolationist policies. Blinken was confirmed by a 72-22 vote to serve as the country's top diplomat, filling the most senior cabinet position and one that is fourth in line of presidential succession. At a confirmation hearing last week, Blinken said he's ready to confront the challenges posed by China, Iran, Russia, and North Korea. He said China poses the most significant challenge to U.S. national interests, while noting there is room for cooperation. Conservative lawmakers' opposition to Blinken centered on concerns that he may help the new administration re-enter the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran, and that he would halt former President Donald Trump's maximum pressure campaign against the Middle Eastern power. He also pledged to rebuild State Department morale and the diplomatic corps. Blinken said he sees U.S. standing abroad as leadership based on, quote, humility and confidence. The 58-year-old was Deputy Secretary of State during the Obama administration. He has close ties with President Joe Biden. President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke by telephone Tuesday, discussing Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, bounties allegedly placed on the heads of American troops in Afghanistan, the New START treaty, which deals with reduction of nuclear arms, Ukraine, and a widespread hack of U.S. computer systems that has been blamed on Russia. Biden told Putin that the U.S. supports Ukraine against Russia's aggression in that country. U.S. intelligence agencies have accused Russia of interfering in the 2016 presidential election. You're listening to VOA News. Ugandan security forces have ended their de facto house arrest of opposition leader Bobi Wine after a court order said authorities should either charge Wine with a crime or let him go free. Official election results showed longtime President Yoweri Museveni winning last week's presidential election. His National Resistance Movement won an overwhelming majority in parliament in the poll. But Wine has rejected the results as fraudulent and declared himself president-elect. His party says it has evidence of widespread election irregularities. Museveni has rejected that allegation, calling the election, quote, the most cheating-free in Uganda's post-colonial period. Wine said Tuesday the party might go to court to challenge the presidential election outcome. Senior leaders of Afghanistan's Taliban insurgency traveled to Iran Tuesday to exchange views on U.S.-brokered peace negotiations between warring Afghan parties. A spokesman for Iran's foreign ministry said the insurgent team had been formally invited to Tehran for bilateral meetings to review the Afghan peace process. Iran's official media quoted the spokesman as saying that the Taliban's visit was part of Tehran's policy to reach out to key Afghan parties in the Afghan peace process. He said Taliban visitors held talks with senior government officials. He said they were also scheduled to meet with Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif. An official Taliban statement said its delegation in meetings with Iranian officials would discuss relations between the two neighboring countries and, quote, the current political and security situation of Afghanistan and region. It did not elaborate further. A two-month-long protest by Indian farmers erupted into chaos Tuesday as thousands of demonstrators reached the iconic Red Fort complex in Delhi after breaking police barricades and swarming into the heart of the Indian capital on a convoy of tractors. Police fired tear gas shells and water cannon and used batons to disperse groups of protesters who diverted from the routes along which they had been holding their rally. Others marched straight into central New Delhi, where many government buildings are housed, tearing through police barricades, waving sticks, and shouting slogans against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. At least one protester died, and several police personnel were injured in the mayhem. The farmers say the laws they're protesting, aimed at opening up the sale of agriculture and produce to private companies, will actually hurt their incomes and strip away the safeguard provided by the government. The government says the new laws will bring private investment into the farm sector and help to modernize it. You can follow that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.